This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libyan leaders from the country's two rival parliaments sign a national unity agreement. The signing came in the Moroccan resort town of Shirat. Edward Uranian reports.
The crowd clapped and chanted, "Libya, Libya, Libya," as the deputy speakers of the country's two rival parliaments signed the national unity accord. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days, with members from the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body in Tripoli. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Finance ministers from the UN Security Council have adopted a resolution aimed at disrupting a source of revenue for Islamic State militants. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and Russia, seeks to cut off the group's funding from oil and antiquity sales, ransom payments, and other criminal activities. It also advocates sanctions against IS. The resolution puts the group on the same level as Al-Qaeda. The president of Niger says his government has thwarted a coup attempt. Mamadou Issoufou says several officials have been arrested and that more arrests are expected. Mr. Issoufou made the announcement in a television address to the nation. He said the situation is calm and under control. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the United States, no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with international reporters, Mr. Putin said he is ready to work with any president the American people elect. This is VOA News. Brazil's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the nation's Congress must start all over again with impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. The court annulled an opposition-dominated impeachment commission established by secret ballot in the lower house and shifted responsibility for the proceedings to the Senate. The actions are seen as a victory for the president, who is believed to have greater support in the Senate, where she has a greater chance to block impeachment. Impeachment proceedings were initiated by the political opposition that accused her of breaking budget laws to increase spending during her 2014 re-election campaign. President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities are not aware of any specific terrorist threat on the eve of the year-end holiday period, but he called on all Americans to stay vigilant to protect the country.
One of our greatest weapons against terrorism is our own strength and resilience as a people. Now, that means staying vigilant. If you see something suspicious, say something to law enforcement.
Mr. Obama spoke after a lengthy meeting with his full national security staff. The friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in California 2 weeks ago was charged Thursday with supporting terrorists, lying about the gun purchase, and immigration fraud. The FBI arrested Enrique Marquez Thursday. He faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all the charges. Representatives of the International Syria Support Group will gather in New York Friday. It'll be a third round of talks on proposals for a Syrian political transition. The Islamic State, meanwhile, is trying to recruit Chinese Muslims. A video message in Mandarin Chinese was recently put in circulation, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell.
The singer in this Islamic State message calls on the group's Muslim brothers in China to join IS fighters to die on the battlefield. Beijing had this reaction. In the face of terrorism, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says no country can stand on its own. The international community should stand closer together and cooperate to jointly strike against all forms of terrorism. Henry Ridgewell, London.
An independent review panel has found that the way the United Nations handled allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic was, in the panel's words, seriously flawed and a gross institutional failure. The three-member panel, headed by Canadian judge Marie Decomp, handed over its more than 100-page report Thursday to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who made it public. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.